Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. How long ago were those words written? My guess is pretty close to 3,000 years. Isn't it amazing how something written nearly 30 centuries ago can be so warm and uplifting and meaningful today? That's because human nature has never changed. Our wants, our needs are just the same. The only thing that's changed is our mode of transportation, and we ride in cars and on planes instead of on horses and chariots. And our conveniences have changed. We have washing machines and dishwashers and VCRs, but basically human nature has never changed since the day God created man and placed him there in the Garden of Eden. The longings, the heart hungers, the pressures, all the things that befall us. Even the Bible says that Jesus himself was tempted in all points, such as we are, yet without sin. And because he was tempted in all the same areas and points as we are, that's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace and make all of our needs known, because we have a Savior who cares and understands, who knows what we're going through. Don't talk to someone who doesn't know what you're going through, because they've never experienced that. Talk to someone like Jesus, who has passed through everything that we pass through. And with an understanding heart, he can reach out a hand of compassion and bring healing and hope and strength. Yes, these words are meaningful because human nature has never changed. We have the same longings and wishes today as they did back in the book of Psalms 3,000 years ago. And because God has never changed, that almighty, kind, loving, heavenly Father has never changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What God was yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. So when we read these immortal words in God's holy writ, they are just as meaningful today as they were yesterday. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That's why we need to enter into his gates with praise, into his courts with thanksgiving, and let us worship him. Oh, worship the King. From the deep of our heart, oh, worship the King. I sure count it a wonderful privilege to be able to share with you each morning, Monday through Friday, for a full half hour in a period of devotions. We hear all the bad news that leaves us so depressed and gives us a sense of hopelessness, and how that people killing people and mistreating people, how can they do it? And then after all the bad news, just to hear someone sing, "Oh, worship the King." and to give glory to Him. And thank you for giving me that opportunity to share Christ with you. Here is an old song. Maybe you haven't heard it sung very much recently, and maybe you used to sing it in your church, but you don't sing it anymore. Master, the tempest is raging, but the Lord speaks peace to our hearts.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening a grave in the angry deep? The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Demons or men or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor, and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey.
Like that old song, Master, the tempest is raging, but Jesus speaks, peace be still, because he does care. Here's a good passage of scripture found in Deuteronomy chapter 20. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. It just seems to me that that's my job. And that's your pastor's job. And that's the responsibility of every minister of the gospel, is to do exactly what Moses said the priest should do on the day of battle, that as the people armed themselves and they got ready to go out for the fight, and they saw more chariots than they had, and more horses and soldiers than they had, and a great multitude, they were outnumbered, the priest was to go there, approach the people and say to them, O Israel, you are approaching this day unto battle against your enemies. Don't be scared. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. You know, that's what I do. And that's what your pastor does. When he goes to the hospital, say, to minister to someone, and they are facing surgery, a serious surgery, it's a time of crisis in their life, and that man of God takes hold of the hand of that patient and says, in the name of Jesus, don't be afraid. Don't tremble. Don't be terrified. For the Lord your God is with you. He's right there to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Those aren't empty words either. Those are words that serve as an anchor for the soul. Proverbs 24, verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Galatians 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But you need someone close by to keep reminding you of those things, that when you face things that are bigger than you are, to have, and it doesn't have to be a minister or a pastor, it can be a loved one, it can be a friend, it can be someone who cares for you, to say, don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. Now, back in those days, it was the priest that would say those words in Old Testament times. But according to the New Testament, all of us who know the Lord are kings and priests in him. And we have a responsibility to bring cheer and strength to the hearts of others. You sure don't have to be an ordained minister to speak a word of encouragement to someone who is just holding on for dear life. But approach them and say to them, in the name of the Lord, let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them, because the Lord your God is with you. And oh, how it helps so much to be reminded of that. Not that we don't know it. We just need for someone to tell us again, the Lord is with you, and he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. And cast all your burdens upon him. How many hundreds of sermons have you heard which have told you that very thing? Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Well, it's true, and we need to be reminded again today. Take all of your anxieties. Take all your cares. Take all your burdens and cast them upon the Lord, because he does care for you. He does care. Don't be afraid. Put your hand in God's hand and trust him. Love him. He'll give you strength and refreshment and grace to bear whatever comes your way. Therefore the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. What a verse of scripture. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect toward him. And God does care for you, and he does love you. Let us respond to his love. 1 John chapter 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. What a message that is, the love of God. The love of God. Let's not spurn it. Let's not take advantage of it in a wrong way. And when I say that, I mean thinking that God is so sweet and kind and loving that we can live any way we want to live and get by with it. Oh, you know better than that. Too many verses of Scripture not only tell us how much God loves us, but also lets us know that the wages of sin is death, and whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. Of course, there's a natural law that governs all of that, where whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Out there in the country, when you break up the soil and you sow the seed, every farmer knows that what you sow, that's what you're going to get. And in a spiritual, moral way, it's the same way. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap, of course. But God did so love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves us enough to change us from what we are into what he wants us to become. He loves us enough to forgive us our sins when we repent of them and ask him. He loves us enough to take our emptiness and fill it with his fullness. Oh God, fill us today. Take the emptiness of our hearts and lives, things that we have brought on ourselves because of our own stubbornness and walking in our own ways. Forgive us our sins, our shortcomings, our failings. Cleanse our hearts and fill us with the fullness of your love and peace and joy in your holy presence, just because you love us. We can't begin to even comprehend the height and the depth of your love. Your love that was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. But Lord, with humble hearts, we receive your love. We accept it today. Thank you for loving us. And may we respond to that love and give to you our hearts. We don't want to just be religious. We want to be saved. We want to walk with God. Day by day, moment by moment, Lord, give us the strength to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Powerful words, aren't they? In the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, sometimes people get to feeling that, well, others may be accepted, but not me. I'm not included in God's plan of salvation. Oh, yes, you are, if you want to be. For the Scripture says he is the same Lord over all, and he is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, is your name whosoever? I believe you're included in that great word, whosoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, there are a lot of mysteries of God's word that I don't understand and I can't comprehend, and a lot of mysteries that nobody understands. We see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. And someday God will explain everything to us clearly. But one thing is perfectly clear to me right now, and that is, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whatever your doctrine may be, whatever your theology, whatever your thinking, about whatever topic, this is perfectly clear, that whosoever calls upon Jesus shall not be turned aside. Dear friend, in this very moment, call upon him, say yes to him. In this very room, the Lord is present, and he wants to touch your heart and life. Just look up to heaven and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I call upon you today. And he will bring wholeness into your life. Believest thou this? Oh, I know you believe. The Lord is present right there with you in this very room. Jesus is present. Receive from his hand, from his loving heart. Receive right now the glorious gift of salvation, or the touch that you need.
And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. He's in this very room.
Well, my time is gone. I've enjoyed being with you as we have spent 30 minutes devotionally together. This is John Thrasher. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And I'm always happy to hear from those listeners of mine out there in the unseen audience. If the Lord has laid his hand upon your life and has given you his touch, have a good day and the Lord bless you real good.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. weary room, there's quite enough joy.